When British missionary William Carey landed in Calcutta in 1893, gruesome customs were still being performed in India. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at powerful evangelist and apologist Ravi Zacharias.
John, Ravi grew up in India before moving to North America, so he's uniquely qualified to offer a commentary on culture from east to west. He's even written a book on the subject.
Yeah, that's the benefit of a first-person perspective.
It's true. Ravi loves India. The country and the people will always have a special place in his heart. But he's not blinded to the concerns that flow from the dominant worldview played out in the culture and customs. Ravi pointed out at the time William Carey landed in India at the end of the 19th century, a widow would be thrown alive onto her husband's funeral pyre. Female babies were often unwanted, thrown in the river. Carey was horrified. He encouraged the local opposition who stood against these practices, not because it wasn't British, because it wasn't right. Biblical morality defends the absolute value of life and the worth and dignity of every human being.
Now it's popular in the West to look to the superior wisdom of the East. But on this basis, that was not always the case.
Carey was promoting wisdom from the West, but it came from the East, the Middle East, because he held a biblical worldview that defended absolute morality. It's not a battle between East and West. It's a battle of ideas that transcend culture. It's a battle for truth. That's why Ravi faithfully proclaims the message, Jesus is the truth. And only the truth will set you free.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan has a resource for you at the website reasonwhy.org. It's 3 questions in 3 minutes that could save your life. Check it out at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.